Stakeholders in the education sector have been tasked to consider awarding minor construction works to technical institutions in the country. This will enable students of the institutions to have sufficient training to establish their own businesses after school. It will also help reduce youth unemployment. The principal of the Bolgatanga Technical Institute, Elijah Al-Hassan Umar, made the call at a food bazaar organized by the catering department of the school. We bring you a Newsdex report.
He said the budgetary constraints of government could be reduced if such concessions are given to the institutes. Alhaji Al-Hassan said that will enhance modules based on systems of lifelong learning and quality of making life useful to society. He called on individuals, organizations and the Bolgatanga Municipal Assembly to assist the institute to acquire modern equipment such as stoves, microwaves, cooking utensils, fridges and computers. Alhaji Al-Hassan commended government for building a 6-unit classroom block and rehabilitating a 2-story classroom block for the institute. The food bazaar, which aimed at promoting indigenous foods and good health, also sought to raise funds to support the home economics department of the Bolgatanga Technical Institute. A retired educationist, Florence Bobby, advised educational institutions to provide the manpower needs of the country. She asked caterers to prepare balanced diets and food under hygienic conditions. The Deputy Upper East Regional Minister, Lucy Awuni, said the hospitality industry could not be left behind as the country strives to attain a middle income status. She called on Ghanaians to take advantage of the oil discovery and the influx of investors into the country to expand the industry.
A Newsdex report.